Well, I'd like to begin with a question, which is this. Do we enjoy giving the offering? When the time comes to give an offering, what emotions do we feel? How do we feel inside? There are different reactions we could have. Some are good, some are not so good. Here are a few emotions which are not good. One, we could feel pain because we're losing something. Two, we could feel grief giving away something we want for ourselves. Three, we could feel angry because the offering conflicts with our goal of being prosperous and having plenty. These feelings about the offering are all negative. They are negative emotions. That's not what we want. That's not what God wants. If we have these feelings inside, they can be changed. And we're going to see how to do that. So the title of this message is The Joy of Giving. The Joy of Giving. And the purpose to show that we must have right emotions, right motives. The right motives. Well, the key to giving, the key to the joy of giving, is to have right motives. With the right motives, we will experience the joy that God wants us to have. We are commanded to give, but why? So God can bless us. God's motive for us is to be blessed. We will see in a moment that God has promised to bless the one he gives. That's a promise, and we'll come to that in a moment. Before we see that, we'll be looking at a story about a man who was asked to give an offering, but refused because of negative emotions. Although he had great abundance, he could not bring himself to give an offering because there was pain in losing something. He felt grief giving away something he wanted for himself. And three, he became angry just thinking about it. Well, who could this man be? Well, let's go to 1 Samuel 25, and we will see. 1 Samuel 25. We're going to look at the story of Nabal. The story of Nabal and his wife Abigail. That's in 1 Samuel 25. Let's begin the story in verse 2. Now there was a man of Moab whose business was in Carmel, and the man was very rich. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Verse 3. The name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife was Abigail. She was a woman of good understanding and a beautiful appearance. But the man was harsh and evil in his doings. He was of the house of Caleb. So Nabal was a very wealthy landowner with much livestock. His wife was attractive and very wise. To save time, I'll give you the background story in my own words, but I encourage you to read it in your own time. Nabal lived during the reign of King Saul. At that time, David, who later became king, was living as a fugitive, with no safe place to live, being persecuted by Saul, who wanted to kill him. During those days, David had a band of men who supported him, but they had no continuous food supply or reliable provision to eat and drink. At that time, David and his men occupied themselves by protecting and defending the local community. That included Nabal's property, Nabal's shepherds, Nabal's sheep. So David had been a great blessing to this man, Nabal. Because of King Saul's persecution, David and his men needed the goodwill of the local community, the local people, to supply needed food and provision. So David sent men to Nabal to request a freewill offering so they could eat and drink. Let's read verse 9. So when David's young men came, and they came to Nabal, they spoke to Nabal according to all the words in the name of David and waited. So they made request for some food, some provision. So how did Nabal respond to David's request? Well, let's pick up the story in verse 10. Then Nabal answered David's servants and said, "Who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants nowadays who break away from each one his master." Now that was an insult to David, implying that David should have stayed with King Saul, because King Saul was his master, had been his master, and yet Saul wanted to kill him. Now verse 11, "Shall I take then my bread, my water, my meat, that I have killed for my shearers, and give it to men when I do not know where they are from?" So David's men made a quick exit back to David. You can imagine the dust flying off the horses' hooves as they made a quick getaway to return to David with the bad news. In Nabal's response to David, although he had great wealth, we see three negative emotions. Nabal could not bring himself to give an offering because there was pain in losing something. Two, because he felt grief giving away something he wanted for himself. And three, he became angry just thinking about it. Have we ever felt any of these negative emotions when giving an offering? I have. But God, through his Spirit, helps us to change, so we can enjoy giving. And that's what I'm sharing with you this afternoon. Although he had great abundance, the man Nabal was completely heartless and selfish, with no love for anyone except himself. This shows that without right motives, we will not enjoy giving. We must allow God to work in our heart to give us the right motives. It is God's Spirit that gives us the desire to give. Fortunately, there was one person in the family who did have the right motives. Who do you think that was? Ladies? It was his wife, Abigail. In complete contrast to Nabal, Abigail wisely prepared a generous offering of food and provision for David and his men. That's what her husband should have done. Verse 18, let's go there now. Verse 18, 1 Samuel 25. Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, 5 sheep already dressed, 5 seeths of roasted grain, 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and loaded them on donkeys, and off she went to meet David. In doing this, Abigail wisely turned away the wrath of David and saved her family. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, what do you think Nabal was doing? He was celebrating his great wealth and prosperity with a very great party. But very foolishly, he got very drunk. Verse 36. Now Abigail went to Nabal, and there he was, holding a feast in his house like the feast of a king. Wow. That's something, isn't it? A feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunk. Therefore she told him nothing, little or much, until the morning. When a person gets very drunk, we say in England, he's legless, meaning he can't use his legs to walk. But let's read on, because something worse is coming. Verse 38. Then it happened, after about 10 days, that the Lord struck Nabal, and he died. So that's the end of Nabal. Heartless, legless, and lifeless. The purpose of this message is to show that we must have right motives to enjoy giving. And right motives comes from God through his Spirit working within us. Well, I'd like to go now to Malachi 3, because you see, God makes a promise to those who give. Malachi 3. Malachi 3. God makes a promise to open the windows of heaven for us when we give. Let's read that in verse 10. Verse 10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. How about that for a promise? This refers to the tithe, which belongs to God. But in verse 8, we see that offerings are included. Do we see the promise that God has made? Now, God can't break his word. God's motives toward his people is to pour out a blessing. He gives us the opportunity to give an offering so he can bless us. God opens the windows of heaven for us so we can give to others. That's what the church is doing in preaching the gospel. Great blessings for us may not come immediately. Our faith may be tested, as we heard this morning. We may have to wait, but if we are faithful, we will experience the faithfulness of God. God's promise is steadfast. For the Christian, the way of giving is a way of life. We remember that Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. And that's a law. If we have negative feelings about the offering, God can change that. And he will. It involves a change of heart, a change of motives. And it comes to us through God's Spirit working within us. So in conclusion, I encourage you to read the story in your own time. You will see that Abigail knew that David would be king over Israel after King Saul. So she demonstrated her love and respect for David in giving him an offering. After Nabal became heartless, legless, and lifeless, David took Abigail to be his wife. When Jesus returns to the earth, he will be king over all Israel. And he will take us, the church, to be his wife. We can now demonstrate our love and respect for God, giving honor to him with a free will offering, and that would be the right motives. As we look forward to the wonderful time ahead when Jesus will be king over Israel, we can rejoice in giving the offering, knowing that God will bless the giver.